Also out this week, Will Downing's latest CD, Soul Symphony. The aptly titled disc highlights Downing's trademark smooth soul delivery, surrounded by rich jazz arrangements. Downing has recorded a dozen albums relying on the same strong baritone voice, and it's that voice that's earned him a large, steady fan base.
They've helped me sustain my career since I started in '88. You know, there's a core base of about, 200 to about 250,000 folk that come and visit my website, and we communicate with one another. It's a great thing, man, to have some consistency in your life.
Say, girl, tell me the last time you had a minute to yourself. Leave me in the background so I can look at you. Oh, I'm looking at you right now, and all I gotta say is wow.
Talk to me about the process for you in finding music and picking songs. How do you go about that?
I can't wake up and say I'm going to write a song today. But something could happen in my life, and that might trigger me writing a particular song, and it might be autobiographical.
How difficult is it for you to know that as an artist, and that's what's emoting from you, and you want to get that out, yet wanting to keep some of it personal? Is that a catch-22 for you?
It is a catch-22 because I know that some of the songs that I've written over the years have been an outlet for me, but at the same time, the recipient of the song may feel the backlash of it. Years ago, I did a song called Sorry I, and at the time, I was going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to, tell my ex-wife at the time that I was sorry, and she wouldn't listen to me. So I put it in song.
Hey, well, let's get into some of the new music on the Soul Symphony project. You have a song on there called Will Still Loves You. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the genesis of that song and who you're singing it to.
There's a lot of single parents out there, female. And when they come out to the shows or they come out to special events that we do, they share their life stories with me. So a lot of them are out there working. They're out there on their own. They may have children, and they share these things. So I said, I'm going to write a song for you guys, about you guys. And the song is called Will Still Loves You.
Two jobs, two kids at home. Still feeling like you're all alone. Keep your head up is what you gotta do. And know that Will still loves you to cry.
One of the interesting things that I found on the last album, and you carried it over to this album, is that for those of us who come from the Midwest, we know with no explanation, you just talk about stepping. And there is particular music and beats that go to that. You have put together a song to meet that audience.
Yeah, the name of the song is Soul Steppin'. And this is a song for those who like to step, those who like to hand dance, whatever it is. I've been doing one song like that per CD for the last at least 3 or 4 CDs.
And we'll be soul steppin'. Come on, let the music groove you. Come on, let the music move you to your soul. So step in, just you and me, baby.
I started out basically doing more up-tempo kind of dance music. I had a record out on a label, and don't laugh, called Criminal Records. And we had a group name, which is even sillier, called Wally Jump Jr. and the Criminal Element. The things I had to do to pay the mortgage, bruh.
Well, it all worked out, man.
Thank goodness.
Let me ask you something. You took on, as you say, you are known for, much like the gentleman I'm about to mention, Luther Vandross, doing remakes and really, to a great degree, making them your own. But this time, you take on a tune that really is difficult sometimes when Luther has touched it, and it's a Leon Russell penned song, and that's Superstar. Why did you decide to do this? Was it at all having to do with a tribute to Luther as well?
Well, it was. Last year, we did a tribute concert to Luther. It was called Forever for Always for Luther. Prior to the concert, there was a record release called Forever for Always for Luther. Now, per Luther's request, he only wanted instrumentalists and female vocalists to do remakes of his songs on the CD. But when they did the concert at Madison Square Garden, I got a telephone call saying, hey, we want you to be a part of this. So I said, what songs are left? And they gave me a list of songs, and I saw Superstar on there. I said, well, you know, I guess I'll take Superstar, my tribute to the late, great Luther Vandross.
Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby. Baby, 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 oh, baby, I love you, I really do.
Well, you have been one of the few who've been able to churn album after album after album out. We've heard a lot of guys come to the table, they'll do an album or two. And because of the industry now, this music isn't played in the frequency that you and I grew up on. What is it about the Will Downing sound that allows that? Is it something in the water that you're drinking?
That good Jersey water, good New Jersey water. I think that it's just a testament to me knowing who I am. Fortunately being born and recording at the right time. And I've built up such a core base that, you know, I guess somebody's making some decent money out there off of what I do, and, you know, they're allowing me to continue doing it.
Well, we're happy that they're allowing you to continue to do it.
Me too.
The new CD is Soul Symphony. Will Downing is the artist, and we're so glad you're no longer, what was it? The gangster.
Oh, Wally Jump Jr. and the
Wally
criminal
Jump
element.
Jr. Hey, Will Downing, always good to talk to you, my friend.
You too, man.
Everything that I do, see, I do it for you, because I'm crazy in love. You're everything I've been longing for.